Hello.
Okay, now say something.
Lemon pound cake.
Like a goddamn cake. Let's see.
You better watch your step.
But love's got a thin line, the pun's got a big nine. Respect crime, but not when it reflect mine. The shit I'm on is wrong, but it lasts long. From the past one upon to wake up with the stash on, I'm mad strong and my cream is size. Smoke the greenest grass, my bitch got the meanest ass. And it tastes legit, I don't have to waste a whole case of Chris. All it takes is my pretty face, I'm a gangsta wit. Lace the click, cause we all share, it's all fair. Like love and war, thug the law with the long hair. Big pun, pun, the name that makes the kids run. Like spell the murder, reverse of the middle red rum. Come on.
The world. Let me share something with you. What does not die that eternally thrives? The free mind. That's how you know you're alive. I was spiritual first. She cut my umbilical at the physical birth and welcomed me to miserable earth. Why does it hurt? She laid me on my back in the dirt, covered my girth with a dirty shirt. What could be worse? She said, God bless the dead, but they got it easy. The living get left behind, but still can't live their life completely. Tough luck. Right before I was about to give up, I passed out emotionally bankrupt in the
feeling it. Life. Peace. Yo.
I light my candles under St. Anthony, burning rosemary for friends and families, for those buried, for all humanity and souls heavy. Ride through life like an old Chevy, look at the world through your rear view, and honk your horn till they hear you. So after you're gone, it's tribute for all the pain that you lived through. Rainstorms are now clear blue, a king's drawn on your mirror, wings formed in the spiritual.
Christmas red like the Santa suit.
Yeah. Hey yo, Mother Earth absorbs the blood I bleed. Hip hop is my blood. I believe that I am not free, and neither are you. The only time I feel free is when I'm rhyming in the booth. The lion on the loose is not a reckless recluse, but really a dictator with his neck in the noose. For war crimes, hardcore rhymes from a warped mind that enjoyed the dark matter in the void before time.
State property, Rockefeller Records. This that feeling music, you know? We make that music you can feel. Early.
Just Blaze.
I went from the ghetto to the ghetto when I'm back again. And we doing it back and forth, bro, with a gang of thugs. My burner, my hood passport. Fresh from the airport, I'm back again. And I clap your men. I'm from a block where niggas might lash a pot. No chance, ambulance can't save your kin. Smoke reefer, grim reaper, chillin' my spot. Instead of making so lot, drink liters of gin. I'm drunk again, I'm high again. I just might fly a kite to my niggas upstate, knocked off in a pen. They booked in the jail, I'm booking the flight. It's fucked up, last year we was all on the block. This can't be life, this can't be love. They roll with a whack, I roll with a snub. We all in a fight.
Passing over the northern shore, should be pressing down here in about 15-20 minutes for non-time arrival.
street night settle down over Montego Bay, where hustlers and ball players come in to play. Lifestyle gives a grand view as Pan Am flew some nets down from the Iron Wings of JetBlue. Dress shoes, beachfront, pimped house, fifth out villas for fly niggas, quiet killers, millenniums, condominiums with wide pillars, the finest communities, resorts for dolphs, digital room keys, luxury spas for bras, shopping, dining, the beach chair with the Mary reclining, a clear atmosphere, see the planets aligning, shining, dive in the turquoise water, during sun time, during the moon skyline, the stars reflect like quarters, in this casino, poker, the gamblers come out, but on the other side is soldiers, the hammers dump out, they shoot up corners, 5G stash for the lawyers, in case someone saw you, amongst the snake talkers, the night walkers, the native New Yorkers, all the way across the borders, we hit the street like savages, start apartheid like the advocates, M16s with banana clips, the streets made us like this, I told my psychoanalyst, handle it.
Better than the young man's knowledge is the old man experience, skin tatted up, my mind is a curious, so I
all my comrades is a body bag. The city's burning slow and we got nowhere to go. We in the aftermath. A squad of enemies in our path. Our ammo's getting low, so we going toe to toe. We in the aftermath. All my comrades is a body bag. The city's burning slow and we got nowhere to go. We in the aftermath. A squad of enemies in our path. Our ammo's getting low, so we going toe to toe.
Yo, I'm walking through the rubble, the fire in the brush. Enemy and allies crying out through the dust. Picking up the dog tags of all my former comrades. Collecting up the ammo. Praise for the dead. This small amount of bullets, I need more to be fed. Till we was once soldiers, but now we just scavengers. Warriors, seeking our survival through these trials. Walking through the carnage, I can feel the dreams of every single soldier. Know that I'm a hoja. Names in my memory, carve them in the history. As long as I'm alive, your essence is forever free.
Soldier! We in the aftermath. All my comrades is a body bag. The city's burning slow and we got nowhere to go. We in the aftermath. A squad of enemies in our path.
Right, welcome to BattleClubGiving.com. I just needed a second to do some shit, so I'll flip it through in the hippity hoppity hippity flip flop. To the tip top. You don't stop, son. What'd you say?
What were you doing this whole time?
Don't you be all up in my ones and twos, sir.
Were we recording that whole thing?
Sir. Yeah.
Yeah, or people have skipped straight to...
Hey, if they want to skip forward, they can skip forward. Who gives a shit, okay?
32.
Do what the fuck I want, nigga. Alright, I have something I need to start out with.
Alright.
This is very important. I want everybody to listen in, okay? I don't know how to say this, but I glitched another game.
Game now?
The Cave.
The Cave. Sounds familiar. What was the game about?
The Cave is that newer, it's a game on the PSN. Basically, you get to choose from all these different characters, and like it's like a puzzle game. It's like one of those like environmentally puzzle games where you gotta do stuff in the environment to make stuff happen to get through to the different parts of the game and stuff. And so I'm playing the game, I get to the part, and somehow one of my characters gets stuck in the stage, so I can no longer move forward. So I'll put that video up. I'm on a roll.
Every game.
Every freaking game. I can't figure it out. If you can figure it out, you let me know what I'm doing wrong, but I just don't know. I just don't know.
Try playing the games. There you go.
All right, so welcome to the Boom Podcast. Been a little bit since we last Boom Podcast. Well, not that long. What, a couple weeks?
Yep, 2 weeks. 2.5, maybe 3. We don't know.
But you know, in this whole time, there's stuff to talk about, though.
Like what? What's been going on?
Wait, do you not have anything to talk about?
Not really going on in my...
Really? Mr. Fugitive from the Law? Really? Nothing?
Oh, wow. Talking about that. I'll bring that up.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, people. I guess we'll talk about it. Rebel over here, rebel without a cause. Some people, let's just say I got arrested and some people may have got slapped up. I'm not saying who got slapped. Maybe a judge or two. You know what? This is nothing worth talking about. What are you talking about? This is a video game podcast. So,
look, this is the Boom Podcast. We talk about whatever we want, which includes you being a fugitive for like the past 3 years.
Straight fugitive. Ugh.
From the hot damn law, sir.
That doesn't matter. I got threw out anyway.
All right, so we do. Well, before we get into all kind of stuff that takes talking about, is let's just. What is that feedback? Where's that coming from?
Mm-hmm.
You got headphones on, sucker?
Yeah, I got headphones on. Hold on.
Is it me?
Am
I doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop echoing, man. Stop echoing the shit.
I'm echoing?
No, I'm echoing.
I don't know how you're echoing.
There we go. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
I'm still echoing.
I can't hear you echoing. You sound fine to me.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Still echoing?
Hello? 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 Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Anyways, so... But let's talk about some games real quick. Games. Have you been playing any games?
You know what I've been playing.
What?
Religiously.
What?
Monster Hunter.
Why?
Oh, for the Wii U.
Nobody likes that game.
Kadeus.
You're so awesome. You're the only one who likes Monster Hunter. Let's just be honest here.
Because people don't know a good game when they actually... Look, people, I understand Capcom are idiots 95% of the time. The other 5% of the time, they actually are a good company. They actually still do good games. Resident Evil is not one of them. Apparently, neither is Mega Man or Street Fighter now.
You're just going to diss fucking Resident Evil, the game that people love so much.
Resident Evil wasn't Resident Evil when 5 came out. No, 4. Was it 4? 4. I'm tripping 4. 4 set the tone for what ended up being the new Resident Evil, which nobody likes.
Interesting.
4 wasn't a bad game. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. It wasn't the bad game. It's just the game that started it down its downward spiral to being garbage series. Kind of like Final Fantasy VII did for the rest of the Final Fantasy series in a way. It's true.
It's true.
Final Fantasy started the fad with the belt buckles. Each character has to have 5,000 belt buckles. Belt buckle on the head, belt buckle on the kneecaps. Just belt buckles for no reason.
Just kind of belt buckles every goddamn
Belt buckles that are just loose. Don't even have a purpose. They're just there. Remember Lulu? How many belt buckles did she have?
Wait, which one was Lulu?
Final Fantasy X, the goth chick.
Yeah.
Her dress was one big belt buckle.
So, all right, talk about this. You're one of the only Americans that actually like Monster Hunter.
Very.
Tell us about your monster hunting experience as a monster hunter.
That's the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard. Okay, number one.
The most truthful.
I'm not the only person that plays Monster Hunter. It's just that Americans are too stupid to know a good game when they see it.
Let's be honest. Right now, if you play online, you're probably only playing with Japanese people.
That's good. Good, because they're better than Americans. They're like, I hear the crap. The cussing and the stupid 12-year-old kids using their dumb language.
Faggot, gay boy, nigger.
Fuck you stupid N-word. Like, oh.
How do you even get into one of those fights on Monster Hunter?
I've yet to get into seeing one get into one of those fights. I'm sure it has happened because I'm sure there is a Monster Hunter hardcore fan out there in the USA right now that either maybe have failed a mission or something may have happened where they've lost their mind.
So is it? Is there like voice chat capability on that game when you're online?
Yes, another thing good thing about the Wii U, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot to say, I didn't even know this was on there. It already has the microphone built into it, so you don't have to buy a headset for it.
Like into the system?
Into the goddamn tablet part.
Oh, into the tablet. Okay. Yeah. So then you can chat with everybody and get all the So it's like a lot like, you know, like when I'm playing Battlefield and shit, I'm talking to people. It's like that. It's no like around the way kind of chatter shit where you like leave notes like Dark Souls style, but literally. Yeah,
if you want to turn your microphone on, turn it on and talk to people if you choose to. If you choose not to, you don't have to use it. The game will still work perfectly fine without the voice chat. Like, you didn't need it in the PS2 version. Mm-hmm. You didn't need it in the Vita version. Not the Vita, but the PSP version. Mm-hmm. You don't need it to play the game. But, you know, it's just a, I don't know. I'm not going to say a watered-down MMO because it is its own game series. It's for people who want to get into MMOs but don't want all the strenuous activity of like a Final Fantasy or a World of Warcraft or Guild Wars or anything like that. Right. Where it seems too daunting, this is the game you need to purchase. Now, people like me who are just like Monster Hunter fans, then, you know, this was a system seller for me. Now, I'm gonna still hold that complaint up till this day. Irregardless of if you like Monster Hunter or not, the fact of the matter is they should have brought the Monster Hunter Wii U bundle over here to America. Because it would have gotten people it would have got people into the series. Okay, here's the thing. You got a system for $350, right? And let's say for the sake of argument they brought the Monster Hunter game system out for $400 with the controller. People will buy that just for the fact of, okay, it comes with the game, it comes with the controller, and it comes with a 32-gig system. People will buy it. And if you buy a game, you're going to play the game. So you may end up actually liking it. If you don't like it, you're not out any real money, honestly. Because it's like the people who decided, I'm going to buy the white Wii U instead of just paying the extra $50 and get the black version with more memory and a free game with it.
Okay, let's be honest here. Like, is Nintendo Land or Nintendo Party, whatever the fuck it's called, is that really a free game?
It's not a free game per se. If you want to think of it, I mean, the game's $60, maybe $65 with tax.
Wait, if you buy it itself?
Yes, it's a full retail game. $60.
That is a ripoff.
$60 for Wii U.
That is a fucking ripoff. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Please. PS3 does it. Sony does it all the time with their games.
What? What game are you paying $60 for a fucking demo? Go ahead. Tell me, because I don't know.
I never condoned the price tag. I'm just telling you what it was going for in the store.
Yeah, but you just said Sony does the same thing, and I'm asking you what game are you getting from Sony
that you could have set up there.
Punk-ass demo.
Are worth $60 price tags. I will go to GameStop right now and write a list down of every game I see on there and read the back of it. That's probably $60. That has no business being that price.
Okay. But are we talking about games that just suck so they shouldn't be worth $50? Are we talking about games that aren't even actual games that shouldn't be worth $50?
I'm talking about games, the content in it doesn't warrant the $60
like
price.
What? Give me
every
idea.
Everything does that.
Give me something.
Off the top of my head, I can go in there and look at them. I don't buy PS3 games anymore. I just don't. I've given up on the PS3.
Okay, so you don't have any list that you can just come offhand and say that wasn't worth $60 for the PlayStation or the Xbox.
Try thinking the game over there I got over there, $60. I can't think of any. I gotta look at those games again.
See, that would be like fucking PlayStation Move Sports or whatever coming out at $60, which it is possible it has, but I don't think it did. But if it did, that's the type of bullshit I'm talking about.
Atrocious game. I don't know which name came out. I don't know what the movie game comes out as. Their original price tags?
See, I thought they always stayed in between like 30, 40 at the most for movie titles. I don't know.
No idea what they come out new with the movie titles.
Ooh, I got
I don't condone the price tag of it. I'm just saying like it just doesn't make sense. If you're going to get a $60 game and you're paying $50 for it plus all the other stuff you get with the system, just pay the $50.
Like, see, if you're not going to buy any more PS3 games, then now more than ever, I highly recommend you get PlayStation Plus.
I will debate it.
Right now, for PlayStation Plus free, you can get How do you pronounce it? Is it Disgaea? Disgaea? How do you pronounce it?
Disgaea, whatever it's called.
Yeah, part the third one. I forgot what the fuck it's called. But yeah, that's free. I know you like those tactic games too.
See, I wasn't a fan of Disgaea though. Really? I just couldn't get into that series. Now, the other ones I was a fan of, like Phantom Brave and some of the other ones, but I just I don't know. Something with Disgaea. Just
I mean,
not.
For free though, it's worth a try.
Tickle my fancy. Look, why are you trying to get me? Look. I gave
because
PlayStation a chance.
Need to be aware of this stuff, okay?
And I'm so sick. PlayStation shot their own selves in the foot. Nate decided to join the Xbox bandwagon of making everything a goddamn shooter. And now that they're hurting, it's like, I don't even care anymore. I got a Wii U now, and I have something called Variety. I can go back to my, something that I would like to do with my PS3. I'm not saying, I know people are, you either like it or you don't. Some people argue the fact it doesn't matter if it's just going to be backwards compatible. Use your other system. Some people say it saves space. I agree with those people. But, I mean, if people are willing to pay the extra money and not worry about the cost of like making systems backwards compatible, then by all means. But if you're going to be one of those people that say backwards compatible and then bitch when the price goes up, then I got a problem with it. Anywho, it's just the PS3 doesn't have anything to offer me anymore. It's just a big old paperweight now.
Sure. You're insane. Let me have it. I will take your PS3 off your hands, sir. Okay.
Seriously, like it's been sitting. I have not played this thing in, which is not bad because I still got a couple games up there I need to beat. Like the Gran Turismo is still fun, and the Deus Ex is still fun. But like once I really get through those games and beat that game and get enough of Gran Turismo, then it's kind of like. What's next for that system?
Wait, are you going to play Ni No Kuni?
I might actually play Ni No Kuni.
I love that game.
That game was actually really good.
I was supposed to start it after I beat White Knight, and I'm at the end of White Knight, but I went ahead and started playing Ni No Kuni. That game is... it is just everything you want in a gaming generation. It really is. It's just... I don't know. It's a great game. It's there's not much I can say. It's a great game. But let's see. What were we talking about here?
The awesomeness that is Monster Hunter.
Oh, fuck. So Monster Hunter, is it any different from previous Monster Hunter games? The first Monster Hunter, that was PS2, right?
The first one I played was PS2. I'm not sure there's any more after before that. I'm not sure.
Or the first Northrop, because I'm pretty sure me and you both jumped on Monster Hunter, the first one, at least the first North American Monster Hunter. Like I said, there may have been other ones outside of the North Americas, but so is there actual difference between this Monster Hunter and the other Monster Hunters?
Nope, same game. Same formula. They didn't mess with anything. They just kind of tweaked stuff here and there as far as offline mode. You can actually have two people help you, like little helpers. They're actually, and I can't believe I'm saying this for the first time in any video game I've ever played in such a long time, the people, the little AI are actually useful.
Really?
Literally saved my butt many a times from dying. They actually help you when you're certain things made. Like even if a monster puts you to sleep, they'll come and kick you and wake you up.
So what kind of way? Is it like human AI or some like kind of pet AI that you get in game or something?
It's like a pet AI. They're like two little tribal mini people, and they
is just racist.
They'll fight. They will fight. And they will get down and dirty with you. They're not like some little stupid AI where they just sit around looking dumb. They'll actually hunt with you. And the first time, I swear, I died laughing. I was in tears. I was hunting this thing. What the hell was I hunting? It was, I think it was a gold bull. It was like this giant fish monster. Mm-hmm. I had it injured, right? And so I'm sharpening my weapon, about to heal up. And the little dude's chasing this big-ass monster, right? I'm like, where are you going? So I'm trying to hit the button to beep him back, but he won't come back. There's no little fucker killed him. Killed the monster.
The one that you were hunting?
Yes, little dude killed the monster, got the final hit on the monster. I lost. I was like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, some actual useful AI. That's rare.
Exactly. AI that actually, not once, but it's happened three times where they've actually gotten the final hit on the monster while I was either healing or sharpening a weapon or something. So they actually, like I said, I'm shocked that Capcom actually put out a, to me, I mean, of course, there's a couple of cheap moments in the game.
Like what?
It's going to happen. Well, because, of course, because the game is restrictive in the areas that you are, because, you know, the invisible walls, we like to call it. Mm-hmm. There are times where you're going to get cornered and the area is so small, but the monster is so big that it just seems like there's not really a lot of maneuvering room, which I understand that's probably what they were going for, to make it give you more of a challenge. But sometimes it just feels a little cheap.
Okay. So they just kind of really box you in. Give you this huge bad guy and just fuck you up.
Pretty much. Like, if you dodge fairly well, you'll be okay. And once you start understanding the attack patterns in the environment, then you'll be a lot more, you know, inept not to get your ass whooped. But at the end of the day, it's still a problem when, you know, you're getting curb stomped and there's nowhere to go and monster just having their way with you. But like I said, it's a learning game. It's how you learn. And then the game is awesome. Like, here's the thing about Monster Hunter that I think that other RPGs do in their own way, Monster Hunter does differently. In RPGs, that feeling of leveling up is that the reward you get. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Fight monsters, you get experience, you level up. Rinse and repeat, right?
Right.
Capcom did with Monster Hunter was they took that, but they said, how can we give people a better feeling with being rewarded other than grinding, constantly grinding for levels and then buying armor? Well, you can get any armor at any level in the game. There is no level in the game. It's just how good of a hunter are you? You know what I mean? Are you good enough?
What's the point of the different armors?
It raises your stats, just like any other video game. The stats are your level. Just think of the armor as being your level. The armor dictates the level that you are in the game. The higher your armor that you're wearing, the better of a player that you are, meaning that you've worked your way up, you've unlocked certain monsters, and you've beaten them down to the point that you started collecting materials from them to get set armor. Okay. And to me, I feel it's a better reward because it's like you see the reward instantly. Every time you kill a monster and you put that new piece of armor on, you get the whole set of armor, and you start getting stat boosts and stuff, and plus new weapon upgrades and stuff. It feels really, I personally like it better than Final Fantasy XI. I'm not going to lie.
Now, okay.
Open world RPG, I don't know how well that will work. It probably still would be a good game, I think, but I don't know.
Okay, so this leads me to the question, okay? So you're playing the game. Say you're like a newbie, right?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming there's some kind of system in place. Well, let me not assume, but okay, is there like a trading system in place? Like, what would stop? Like, if I started playing this game in 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're already 6 months in. You've collected all this crucial armor. Is there anything to stop you from giving me like this high level armor, and I'm just a newbie, and giving me that kind of boost, just being a new guy?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
I think if I'm mistaken, you can't trade armor in here. You're not allowed to trade in armor.
Oh.
The material you cannot trade, no matter, like, there are really, really rare materials that are used for weapons and armor. And so, you know, you can't trade these items at all. You can trade certain items, of course, you can trade things, but the rarer the item, then you can't trade the item at all. So you have to go hunt for that item.
Interesting. But like low level things, like the basic armor or weapon components, I could trade.
Yeah, like maybe some bones here, maybe a few pieces of metal or things that aren't really rare. Things that can be found commonly throughout the game, you can trade, give the people and stuff. But they nipped it in the butt as far as giving people like armor sets and all that. You got to earn yourself, because then that kind of, I'm not one of those people that get upset when people play badly in games. Right. But I mean, you could tell people that have just got high level friends that helped them out in the game, mm-hmm. and just totally suck at the game, and people that legitimately have earned and played the game and learned how, even I'm talking about newbies who have put down, put the time in and played the game, learned how to play it, and, you know, earned their way up to the top. Right. Like, with my character and stuff, like, I was already a veteran before I got in the game, so I was kind of like riding a bicycle with me.
Wow, really? But, really? You're going to label yourself a veteran?
I am. Dude, you know how many hours I put in on for PS2? I think I did like 2 or 3 playthroughs of that game because I had that, you know, the dreaded corrupted data. But I had the rarest armor in the game. I had to crack the little screw on there. A lot of people that came, actually, there was a ton of people that I met online on this one that came from the PS2 Monster Hunter one.
Jumped over to the Wii U. Yeah,
on this one because they were like, they couldn't do the. And I don't blame anybody. If anyone's even tried to play the one on the PSP, it's torture.
Is that sucky?
You can't work. The little thumbstick, the little nub, like. PSP has the worst controls, I think, ever of any system. I'm sorry. It really does.
But you got the Vita coming soon, so all those people who wanted that, they'll be able to get it Vita.
That would be a system seller for me.
Really?
Like if I wanted to get a Vita, that's just me personally. If I were going to go buy Vita, I would go get my Vita now. If it were not this Monster Hunter right here. Now, if it was going to be a different Monster Hunter than this one, I'll get a Vita.
Right, so it is going to be the same Monster Hunter. They've confirmed sameness.
Her Xbox got one coming out, too. I think there's Monster Hunter 4 or something. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
Everybody's getting Monster Hunter, so apparently maybe it's picking up steam in America more so than people thought. But this is what I understand. There are actually games out there where maybe it wasn't the best. Like, Monster Hunter wasn't the best on the PS2. It's gotten a lot better. You know what I mean? They went from maybe, I don't know how many had Monster Hunter had, maybe 10 main bosses on the first, on the one we played, maybe 10 or 12. Mm-hmm. They had 50 on this game.
So, wait. Say that one more time. They went from 10 to 50?
Throughout the games, I've heard on this one, they had 50 plus dragons, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a lot of dragons.
And it's like, if you're going to go spend your money on a game, and you're complaining about, I don't get my money's worth, you have a game now that's out. You will get your money's worth if you're a fan of RPG type stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not open world, so you won't feel overwhelmed. You won't get in the game, and this is what I love about the Monster Hunter community as a whole. From the PS2 one to this one. They are, no one I've met so far has been a straight asshole online. None. It's not like when you get on Xbox and people are just cussing up storms and all this stuff, which I'm not sure how the one Xbox, I would love to see videos on the Xbox when it comes out, because I'm sure there are going to be videos of that. But the Wii U community is real cool. Like I said, the people that play it, there's no problems. Everybody's always willing to help. And you can come in as a newbie and not feel that you're going to be alone. You can always get someone on to help you.
That's what I liked about White Knight Chronicles Online. Even though that game is old as fuck, there were still people playing it that'll help you out. So I still think that was cool.
And those are the type of communities that people need to look at and try to mimic those communities and stop looting at these stupid Modern Warfare communities. And see, that's what gives gamers a bad name in general, when people look at those communities and see how kids and people are acting, but they don't see that there are actually communities for other games where people don't act like that at all. They act civilized, you know, they don't act like 10-year-old prepubescent assholes who all of a sudden got a microphone and a video game and their mommy and daddy are gone. So now all of a sudden they hardcore, and then someone come by knocking at your door and knock you out, then it's a problem. So Monster Hunter, awesome game.
All right, Monster Hunter, you heard it first. Yaizzle, a getter of Monster Huntercations. Dude, do you know on this freaking Mega Man game, or the PSP that you gave me, I can't play the games you put on here?
Why?
Because I have to log in, so if I log in under my account, even though the games are on the memory card, it won't let me play them.
Use my account.
Huh?
Use my account.
I didn't know the password and stuff.
Wait a minute, what'd you need my password for? Wasn't my account? Oh, you logged out and then logged into yours.
Well, when I after I finally got a charger for it to charge it up, it like kind of had to restart it for some reason. So,
what is my account? I'll give it to you later. I think I know what it is. I can give it back to you.
Don't worry about it, because I think what I'm gonna do is
good trade it in with the games on it. I mean, I don't know if they might.
No, I'm gonna keep it. I was gonna try to mod it and do some like homebrewy shit and. For like some Nintendo game or like some of the games that I've like downloaded on the PlayStation and paid for, but I just don't have time to play them on PlayStation. Mm. I'll just throw them on here if I can find a way to, and just play it like that.
Nah, yeah, go for it. Why not? Yeah, I ain't using it no more. I got the DS, and I'm actually gonna move on to the 3DS here in the Vita here. I think I'm gonna have the by end of the summer. I'm gonna try to have the. I think by the summer, July-ish, might be my birthday present to myself. Be a 3DS, and maybe by August. Huh?
Didn't you already have a 3DS?
I was a regular DS.
Huh?
A regular DS.
Oh. I'm tripping.
Well, hey, I'm keeping that DS though. I still want to kind of keep it around because that'd be kind of like my. I want to have like in-game. Places I'm gonna keep inside the house, you know what I'm saying?
And right now, you wanna have in-game places you wanna keep in the house? What does that mean? What does this mean?
I'm gonna keep my 3DS and my Vita are gonna stay in here. Nice and cozy and safe. Where my DS, my beat-down, ruggedy old DS, gonna come outside with me like a straight gangster. Now, I ain't done with that DS yet. I got a ton of games I still gotta play for that system.
Nintendo DS.
Probably one of the greatest systems in the world to ever be created. PlayStation need to follow suit, make a good system.
Well, I mean, the Vita, everybody says the Vita is a good system. I think it's still at this point. I think the Vita was really put out to be a companion to the PlayStation 4. That's what I think. I think they went ahead because the PSP's lifespan was pretty much over. Nobody was really making games for it anymore. So I think they decided to go ahead and put out the Vita, but I really think the idea behind the Vita was it really to be that, you know, it is part of the PlayStation 4. The way that they're talking about it, the Vita will be at its best when it's accompanied by the PlayStation 4.
That'd be interesting to see. Here's my thing. The new systems nowadays, the handhelds, mm-hmm. What it is with these people and not doing the dual thumbsticks, like with the, I'm talking about the 3DS mainly. Like, I know Nintendo's planning to get more money out of you, but it's just like, seriously, that's like the new standard in almost any game designs and controllers that have like the dual thumbsticks, like shooters and other certain games. Just, you know, like those top down shooters they got where you use both thumbsticks, one moves and one. Moves your kick around and another one shoots while you aim and stuff. It's like, I think the Vita has the tool. Yeah, they do. Vita has a dual thumbsticks, which is good. I don't know why Nintendo decided not to do that. And then you're going to release a game where you, I think it was the Kid Icarus game, where I think you said that you need the two thumbsticks to play or something like that.
Damn, the 3DS. Did anybody like that game? Did you hear anything about that game?
It was awesome. People legitimately said that was a really, really good game.
Yeah, everybody was all, Kid Icarus, we need more Kid Icarus. And then the game did come out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't really hear anything else about it when it came out.
That's good. Gamers are dumb, aren't they? They do that a lot, though. They'll see something from the past, come back into the future, they'll get hyped up for it, but then they won't support it.
And that's what I'll be saying, man. It's hard when gamers always talk all that shit. It's hard to just listen to them and be like, oh, okay, let's do what you guys want to do. Because they fucking, like, they'll ask for some shit like that and then don't even, they won't really support it when it comes out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody bitched, you know, PSP. Oh, there's no thumbstick. I hate it. So they come out with another system, basically has everything you wanted for a system, and nobody buys the fucking shit. You know, it's that's why I'd be like, fuck the gamers sometimes. You can't really, that's why the companies don't listen to gamers all the time.
That's true. That's true. That is true. Unless they do some crooked stuff, but otherwise, yep. That is true.
What kind of fuck-ass move is that, you son of a bitch?
Dude, what are you talking to?
No, I'm playing this damn Mega Man game on the PSP.
Which one?
Mega Man X something or other.
Oh, Mega Man Extreme one? The first one?
Is that it? Let me see.
The remake to the first one?
Hold on, I got it. Let me see. This is Mega Man... Bullet Time.
Mega Man Bullet Time.
No, no, no.
I never heard that.
No, that's not what it is. I'm trying to find the name. Mega Man Maverick Hunter.
Oh, yes, the remake of the first one.
That's the remake of Mega Man X?
Yeah.
Wait, I've been playing some games too. So,
yeah, your game, sir.
First, like I said, I did glitch the cave, but actually that's a pretty fun game. So me and Alana kind of sit down there and we've been playing that, and like I'll play and then she'll be trying to help me figure out the puzzles and shit. Like, go that way, use that person, switch to that person. But it's pretty cool. It's like you get to choose from like these 6 or 7 different characters. You pick 3 of them and they go inside of this cave, and each of them has their own reasons for going in the cave. Like you get this lady from the future, and she's going into the cave because she wants to save something went wrong in her future, and she basically came back in time to try to fix it. Mm-hmm. And then there's a scientist who is trying to stop some, I think like a disease or something. And then there's a knight who is trying to get like the Excalibur sword to stop some kind of evil, some shit like that. But basically everybody kind of has their own stories. And then as you go along, you kind of get these different markers that you find on the wall, and they kind of expand on the different individual character story. Like the knight guy, so far on his story, we've discovered that he's not really a knight guy. Like he was like a little peasant boy. He saw a knight die or something somehow. I forgot. And then he takes over as the knight. So it's, you know, pretty interesting. But I'm assuming that at some point, somehow, these stories might, like, intertwine or something. I don't know. But it's interesting. I like it. This is fun. And then I'm at the end of White Knight Chronicles. So I'll be able to beat that soon. And then y'all can stop hearing me talk about that. What else? What? I think the battery's dying. That's why I'm getting all this fucking mess. Ni No Kuni, like from just the graphics of it, just sitting, and it is easily top 5 this generation game. One of the perfect ways to end out this generation if you're an RPG fan. If you're an RPG fan and you've been disappointed in what's been released this generation, especially in PS3, this is definitely the game for you. Fuck all the scores and shit that you see out there of people talking about it and giving it bad scores. I mean, the imagery is beautiful. Obviously made by Studio Ghibli. You know, they do beautiful artwork. I mean, and it really is like if you're sitting watching like Spirited Away or like Princess Mononoke, Kiki's Delivery Service, like you feel like you're actually playing one of these movies. You know, it's the same type of characters that you would expect to see in one of them films and stuff, and it's just awesome. And the story is just, it's not all, you know, everything nowadays has to be all super deep and abstract sometimes, and just very, you know, this is a very straightforward fantasy fairy tale, you know what I mean? Like, no bullshit. It's fun. And sometimes that's just fun, you know, to be able to just get into a game like the main villains, you know, is just introduced during the beginning of the freaking game. So there's not this whole thing about who's really the bad guy, da 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 da. Like, you know, they set all the cards out on the table and you go on your adventure. And it's fun, man, and I love it. You know, I was even though I played the demo, like I was super excited when I got my first familiar, which is like your little sidekick monster partners that you can get in the game. And like, you know, I played with them before, but just getting to that point to getting my first familiar is just like, oh shit, I got my monster guy. Let's do some fucking up of other monster people. So it's good. It's gonna be one of those games where And I'm normally when I play games, especially normally, I get with first person shooters mostly. I'm always playing on like the hard difficulty. But people are saying this is a pretty long game. So I went ahead and threw it on easy because apparently there's really no difference in the story when you play on easy or if you play on normal mode. So I went ahead and threw it on easy mode because I kind of – this is one of those games where I really want to just enjoy it and play it, enjoy the story, enjoy the characters, and I really don't want to have to deal with like all kind of super-duper difficulty. So I threw it on easy. But, yeah, Ni No Kuni looks like it's going to be a fantastic game, and I do believe that I will write up a review on it when I finally beat it one day, which at this point everybody already will have read a review on it, but who gives a fuck, because you'll read mine too, battleclubgaming.com. Let's see, what else? I haven't been playing anything else. Ooh, I got the Michael Jackson Experience free.
How'd you get that free?
Go We Move, PlayStation Plus. We Move, Michael Jackson Thriller.
We Move.
Or what's it called? PlayStation Move.
Oh, PS Move.
Yes, but I don't know where the Wii Move came from. Hold on one second.
Cadeus. I'm going to kill you today,
sir. So, PlayStation Move. Oh, there we go. PlayStation Move. Michael Jackson Experience. I get down. Beat It. Thriller. Bad. All the Michael Jackson hits, even some Michael Jackson hits I didn't even know were hits, but they in the motherfucking game, son, so they must be some kind of hit. All in there. Dope stuff. Get Money Crew. Getting money. What else I've been playing, man? What else? Let's see. Battlefield, obviously they came out with the new DLC. I don't know if we talked about that on here, but the rest of it, bullshit. The air superiority, fuck that shit. This is of all the DLC that they've had, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is literally the only one that I'm actually enjoying is they've added like a capture the flag mode. So it's. I'm loving the capture the flag mode. It's fun. It even takes, you know, playing Battlefield, it's already a very, if you want to be the best as you can as a squad, as a team, it's really about working together as a real unit, using some strategy. Capture the flag is that same way, but it really relies on your whole squad. Like, you need, it's not one of those games where you want everybody to go after the other, but you never play capture the flag like that. You always need teams that are willing to just sit back and pick people off as they come to try and get your shit. So, you know, just having that, splitting that up kind of really adds another strategy to it. Shout outs to D-Sonic and Big Don. I got my trophy for getting my flag in because those dudes is awesome fucking shit up in the game. And I do apologize for not being able to tell y'all motherfuckers apart. Apparently one is southern UK, the other is northern. I don't know the difference. But if we do end up doing our the little trivia challenge thing, Sonic was going to be our third. So,
oh, that's pretty funny.
So we'll get that together. And I also had another idea. Like the original idea was going to be to get two listeners come on the show, and then they would battle it out on the trivia channel and maybe get like win maybe some decals or a $20 PSN card or something like that. So if we can't work it out to get people on the show to do it, then we'll do it like that.
Yeah, that's cool. So, that works for me.
And then if we do it like that, then maybe we can start it off with D-Sonic versus SpongeBobbies, because both of them was, you know, SpongeBobbies was supposed to host it, and so that'll be cool. So we'll figure that out. Let's see. What else has been in my gaming totem pole? Oh, Max Prime. Son, I owe you a game of Renegade Ops. My bad, son. He was trying to hop on the Renegade Ops. I never got to get on there with him. So I don't even know when that motherfucker be on, man. Every time I get on, I check. Man, never on. So, but yeah, as soon as we, as soon as I get to link up with homie, we'll play some Renegade Ops with him. All right. So, we are going to talk about something. And Yayizzle, I need you to not be so goddamn sexist and racist and stuff, okay?
About what?
Just for a second. Okay. So apparently there was this whole scuffle at the one of the little gaming conventions recently, right?
Wow.
So one of the companies had like a party, little kind of after hours, nighttime club party and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like some lady dancers and shit.
That's right.
Getting sexy on it. Boom, 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 boom,
right.
So apparently some of the female people who attended the party were all offended that there were female dancers there. So they got on Twitter and started being mad, and a couple of people resigned from the organization from it. Is that enough backstory for you, sir?
That's more than enough.
What are your thoughts? What are your
oversensitivity? I'm gonna try to be all rated G and PG about it. Women acting all oversensitive about stupid stuff. Who cares? Okay, it's like, here's the thing. Like, it pisses me off when people get so overdramatic about things that don't even affect your life in any way, shape, or form. Were those naked women going to ruin your life? Now, I can understand if you got upset because there were no half-naked men dancing for you and you decided to leave the party. Okay, I can understand that, and I get that to a point. I'm like, okay, that's fair enough. You know what? I don't want to see no half-naked man dancing. I'm sure you don't want to see that either. So if me and you were to say we're at an office party one day and there was a bunch of half-naked men dancing, I wouldn't get all pissed off and resign. I'm like, I'm leaving. I can't stand. This is not fair. We're the women. I was like, yo, I'm out of here. I'm going to McDonald's. Now, since women, of course it's got to be women, got to be all over dramatic about shit. Oh my God, honey, that is defamatory to women and blah, 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 blah. And I'm quitting. Go, then leave. Then you know what? You'll get replaced with someone else. It doesn't matter. You're not that important at that company, trust me.
And now, is it at which point? Because obviously, after all this happened, the company comes out, they apologize. Oh, we're sorry. We shouldn't have had these dancers at the party. Now here's my thing, though. Agree or disagree, if your whole thing is women's empowerment and stuff, right, or feminism and women doing what they do and being respected in the industry, how are you, to me, a pro-feminist if you're then creating noise that then gets other women's money taken out of their pocket? So this is their job. This is what they do. They are... they're not entertainment because somebody made them entertainment. They are entertainment because they want to be entertainers, and this is how they chose to be entertainers. They want to use their bodies like you want to use your brain. They want to use, you know what I mean? Not everybody is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And even if you are fucking brilliant, sometimes your path in life just says, hey, I want to be a fucking stripper. I want to be a dancer or whatever. So...
amen.
If your thing is about empowering women and you start making these type of noises, which then takes money out of the pocket of other women who are trying to do their thing and live their life their way, the way that they have chosen, then aren't you just as bad as the male oppressor whom you are trying to vilify? Doesn't that put you in the same category as him? You are essentially... making noise in order to control what men do, using guilt in order to manipulate these other women into not being able to do what they do.
It's what women do nowadays. It's they try to control everything. Women really think they control everything. They really do. Seriously think they do. We're going to complain about, and I will never understand to the end of the day, and I'm going to say this to every person I've ever met. If it doesn't affect you personally, if it does not affect your life personally, if it's not causing you an ailment, mental stress or an anguish or anything like that, then what's the problem? Like, people act like they were forced to be there. We couldn't leave. We were forced to sit here and watch these half-naked women dance and all this other stuff. And it's like, man, grow up. Seriously, grow up. Women grow up. Seriously, you talk about men growing up, you grow up.
And the interesting thing was, like, you're talking about a nighttime, like, this is a late hours party. You know what I mean? Like, an adult late hours party. So now, as an adult person throwing an adult party, regardless of what industry I'm in, you're telling me I can't have any type of adult style entertainment because it will offend other people. Now, there's certain things, you know what I mean? I could understand if they had bitches walking around with fucking leashes on their neck and shit, or, you know, some real off the wall shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some shit that's blatant, that would blatantly show a kind of real sexist side type of thing, you know? But I don't think this was that type of situation. You know what I'm saying? It would be like if somebody threw a party and was just giving all the niggas fried chicken. That's blatant. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, if you threw a party and you was telling all the gay people that came into the party, well, you're going to get kicked out and if you show any gay ethnicities.
Gay sensitivities.
That would be very offensive, man. I can see that. But like you said, and even if you were offended, then you do have that option to leave. You even have the option to speak up and stuff. You even have the option to quit, like some of them did, you know. But don't try to me, it's like, don't act like this was an issue of sexism, somebody trying to be sexist or oppressive to women, because that's not, it's completely just not what it was.
I wouldn't apologize for nothing.
And that's what I'm waiting for.
Get out of here. Like, I don't want to apologize for a daily. And you know what the funny thing about it is? At the end of the day, y'all, when you go home and you think, oh, how badass you were because you stood up for your rights as a woman. And then when the bills start coming in and you can't pay them because you remember you quit your job. Remember that too. Remember how badass you were. Stupid people. You quit your job or something stupid. Now you can't pay rent and bills and stuff. And now, yeah, you look really good. You look top notch. Good work.
From my understanding, and this could be false information, but one of the girls who was complaining about the girls at the party was a girl who was in charge of developing a Playboy game. Come on.
Gotta be pixelated.
You know, and again, yeah, I'm not one of those people who outknock anybody's movement. You know what I mean? You do what you do. You move against what you think is right or wrong. But don't get silly with it. You know, like black folk, I think we got silly with it for a long time.
You talking about?
Everything that came about was racist for black people. Like everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't always the case. Sometimes you just weren't qualified for the job because all you did was sit at home, smoke weed, and drink Coke 45.
Yeah, okay. Really. Maybe if you came to the job interview looking, I don't know, appropriate, might help a little bit. Again, throwing it out there.
You might have wanted to go to the job interview not smelling like watermelon.
Might have went and used proper English.
It would have been good if you went to that job interview and weren't like, what that there?
What that there?
What that position here? What I got to do get that job, yo?
Yes, sir, master. Because you know what's the easy way out? There's always the easy way out when you can complain about something. It always makes it easier.
This is true.
It's always that much easier. Instead of just saying, I messed up or I could have did it somewhere different, you let your feelings get the best of you and you jump the gun.
And that's why it's so hard to distinguish nowadays between serious cases of, you know, racism, sexism, and things like that. And some, a lot of times those things can get thrown under the rug quickly because you have all of these people that you, like you said, that use it as that easy crutch, you know. So the people who really do have to deal with these type of situations or go through these real situations where they're really being, you know, mistreated based on their sex or their race or whatever. You know, when they make these complaints, they just, you know, they get the they get that stink face from everybody. Why is everything got to be racist? Why is everything got to be sexist? Because of bullshit like this. That's why you get that. You know, we got to be more. Just as a human, you got to take a little. You need to take a little bit of heat and let it be able to roll off. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that I really think it was Manifest Destiny when Complain America really, it's really coming into being.
Yep.
I Blame the Boom podcast.
Nah, I do too. We started it. You started it. I ain't taking responsibility for nothing.
Damn. Well, no, sir. You were part of this. Nonsense. You were part of this.
Oh, God, we're going down.
Damn it. So, yeah, I mean, that's that. You know, it's, I don't know.
Nature of the beast, boy. It's, things are going from back in the good old days where people actually did stuff and they had problems. They actually did things that were constructive and actually had meaning to it because it affected them in a way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it was real life, you know, it could have been sexism and, you know, it was really happening. It was blatant sexism to, you know, it could be a thing of racism when it came to jobs and stuff where people protested against that and it wasn't fair. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, just like you said, people find a reason to complain to try to make a big deal out of nothing. It just can't be you were never good enough, or it just can't be that maybe, I mean, it was, like I said, I understand where the women are coming from, because out of respect, I wouldn't be at a party with a bunch of half-naked men. I respect them up to that point, but then there's a way you deal with it. You made a mountain out of a mole, like just a mole, this little itty bitty anthill, fuck that, a mountain out of an anthill that didn't even need to be made. You could have went to the person and said, I don't feel comfortable here, walked away from the situation, I'm going home. I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to complain. It's all people shut up. Stop complaining about every damn thing.
Even as a black guy, you know, sometimes I might walk into a restaurant or something or a place where it's just all white folk.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how they could just be the nicest people in the world, there's still a little bit of sense of unease. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And because I feel that way, I'm not going to judge them based off of my feelings and say, oh, this place must be racist. Or you know what I mean? You still, like, or a straight person who was to walk into a place, if there was just a bunch of a gay folk in there and they might feel a little bit uneasy, you know, for you to go in there and then to try to put that on them like it's their fault for being who they are or doing what they do, nah, that's on you. You know, you eat that, you do what you gotta do, or like you said, you turn around, you walk away, and you don't bitch about it and shit. You just say, well, maybe that's not the place for me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. Okay, another question. Here we go. Boom. Ba-da-ba-bam. So, you know, they've announced Battlefield 4 and shit, right? Now, this is not necessarily about Battlefield 4, but I'm going to start off with it as an example, and then we'll twist it into a general question, okay?
Yep.
All right. So, Battlefield 4, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, right? So, obviously, on the PlayStation 3, you have millions and 70 million whatever plus users already established on the console, right?
Mm.
PlayStation 4, let's just say out the gate, you'll get 3-4 million sold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you're deciding on whether you want to buy Battlefield 3, are you buying for... Now, this might be unique to the PlayStation 3 because I don't know how the Xbox is going to work. But because the PlayStation 3 games won't work on the PlayStation 4, and assuming that you're not going to have any type of crossplay between the two systems, which most likely would be the truth, do you buy it for the PlayStation 3 or the regular Xbox 360 because of its high number of users, or do you buy it for the newer systems to take advantage of the new tech and the new technology that will come with these newer systems? So let's say, let me see, what would be a game that might be a thing for you for? Let's say, okay, let's say Monster Hunter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say Monster Hunter, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. You get a lot of users you play with on PlayStation 3. But obviously PlayStation 4 is going to be a more advanced title. Which one do you choose? You have both systems. So it's not a case of which system do you have. Like, let's just say you have both systems. You just have to choose which platform, and those are your reasonings. Which one do you go for? The one that's going to be more advanced, or the one where you have that user base, you know there's going to be people playing?
I would go for... Are the price of the games the same? Both $60?
Both 60, yeah, same price.
$60. If you're going... Yeah, might as well go with the updated, their graphic version. I'll go with the updated one. PS4.
Really? So you don't care about the vastness of the users on the PS3 system that will be playing that game?
If we're using a scenario, let's say, I mean, are we assuming that other people, well, you said like 3-4, I mean, that's still a lot of people to move on to the PS4 version. There's like 4 million people or so that actually bought that copy. So that's still not a small number. Some well, sure you still find
sold.
A good match.
That's console sold. That's not necessarily the people who purchased that product.
Oh, someone just consoles. Because here's the problem. Here's my issue with it. Technically, it's the same game.
Right.
Same price. You have both systems. One graphics are better than the other. Me personally... If I want to shell out the money, I might as well get the better of the two versions. That's just the way I see it. I mean, yeah, that's what I would do.
See, and I'm not so sure if that's the way I would look at it. Now, depending on the game, obviously, if we're talking single player, yes, I'm going to go for the better looking, more advanced version. Going multiplayer, I don't know. Because you kind of want to be, it's when you're playing the multiplayer, it's like you kind of want to be where everybody is. You know, you want to be where everybody knows your name.
Everybody will get there eventually, though. People will migrate over to the better version eventually.
So you're saying that they're going to dish out another 60 just to play it on a...
No. What I'm saying is they're going to... Anybody that's going to buy a PS4 is obviously going to buy games for that PS4. Because it wouldn't make sense to buy the PS4, have both Battlefields available for the exact same price point, and then go for the Battlefield 3 one on the PS3. I mean, Battlefield 4 on the PS3, to me, what makes sense. You spent the money on the machine, buy the hardware for the machine. You know what I mean?
What if all your buddies are still on the previous system?
And then you better tell them to step their game up, get to the next gen.
These are hard times, bud. These are hard times.
You better go out there and start swinging that yayo. Here's the thing. It just depends on the type of person you are. If you don't care about graphics and stuff and all that stuff, and you're more about community-based, buy the PS3 version. If you're a person that wants to update everything... And, you know, eventually there are people that will buy the same copy of the game twice. Let's just be honest. They'll trade the old PS3 version in and put it down towards the PS4 version. Let's just be honest with it.
Hey, we have people right now in the community who have PS3 and Xbox 360 versions of Battlefield.
There you go. Right there. So that proves people are willing to buy the same game more than once. So it would just be a matter of, are you willing to wait for everyone to eventually come over to the PS4 version, you know what I mean? Or, you know, do you just wait it out with all your friends until everybody eventually says, hey, let's move on to the PS version of this PS4 version where the graphics are better? And because I'm sure Sony's going to find a way to make the PS4 better version better, almost like content-wise. than the PS3 version.
Gotta be.
To kind of get people ease over to it, saying like, hey, if you want this, 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 and this, it's only available on the PS4 version. You can't get it on the 360 or the PS3. It's going to entice people to say, maybe it's actually worth the money to go ahead and get the PS4 version.
Maybe. And I mean, they have to. You know, that's one of the things we've talked about on here before, where people talked about how the PC programming is gimped because of console programming. I always thought that was bullshit.
What do they mean?
Okay.
What are they talking about?
What, you were one of the ones agreeing with this.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Saying that when people make games for the PC and a console, the PC games cannot live up to its ultimate capability because of the console game.
What do you mean?
Like, the console is basically limiting what people can make for PC.
If... it happened... Okay, here's the thing. If they make a game for PC, of course PCs are a lot stronger, so there's a lot more they can work with. Games look a lot better. But when you... I don't know. It seems when they go like multi-platform for PC and other systems, it seems that the PC one does seem that the graphics aren't up to snuff most of the time.
But you see, to me, that is an issue with the developer. If you are the developer, okay? To me, if you choose that you want to gimp your game on PC because you want it to match whatever is done on the console or something, that's a choice you made as a developer. There are games that have come out for all one of the Dragon Age, one of those games, okay? They say when you play it on console compared to PC, they're like completely different games. Like, the PC game basically stands on its own. Like, the graphics, just the way the game runs, everything about the game is like 20 times better than what you would get off the console.
Right.
Okay. So they used those capabilities of the PC. They didn't say, well, fuck what the PC can do because we have to make this for console. So let's just, you know what I mean? They used the capabilities of the PC to make a game that utilizes the abilities of the PC, but took the PS3 games, you know, as far as they could take them as a company, which was probably sucky because I hear some of the, you know, issues with the Dragon Age games kind of suck. But yeah, exactly. So it's bullshit. So, and I say that to say that, you know, if we end up in situations where there's a PS3 and a PS4 version of the game, and then they try to act like, well, we have to make sure that the games were the same. The only way that makes that okay, even partly, but not even completely okay, as if you have a situation where you are allowing PS3 and PS4 players to play together. So let's say you had like a MMO, like let's say DC Universe, right? Let's say they redo it to be able to throw it on the PlayStation 4. And, you know, maybe they could do like some graphical upgrades to it or something. But the basics of the game will have to be the same as to what PS3 people are playing if you want them to be able to play together. Okay. Now, does that mean that you can't add additional content that really does take advantage of the PlayStation 4 system? Yes, that's what you need to do. Because like you said, with other games, if they're coming out for both systems, you need a reason for somebody to say, okay, I no longer want to play this on PS3. I want to play it on PS4. But, you know, for people to just kind of just gimp their gaming experience because of, oh, the other console or some shit, that's crap. And you even see that when it comes to PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh.
You know, it's crap. Okay, look, I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
I need you to go on like a quick, just think up a quick rant that you could rant on for about 5 minutes, okay? And I'll be right back.
Right now?
Yes. Ready?
Oh, man, what is upsetting me lately? I don't even know what's upsetting me.
Damn it.
I can tell you what's upsetting me. Let's talk about some punk-ass gamers. Go ahead. I got it.
All right, go.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a quick mini rant. We're going to talk about punk-ass gamers, or the people like to call themselves, quote-unquote, gamers. People who feel the need, the want, and the desire to claim that they're, Well, let's say fanboy gamers on top of that, who think that their system is the alpha and the omega of all that is created. Number one, the system that you pick is the system that you enjoy the most. That just is what it is. If you have three systems, like you have all three of the major systems, and you like one more than the other, that's fine. If you like them all equally, that's even better. But when people get into all-out brawls over the simplest things of, oh, my system is more powerful, my system sold more, my system can do this, my system can do that, my system has Halo, my system has... But you never really see people arguing about, I don't know, like, good games on the system. This is, like, I don't know, Halo and, I guess, Uncharted series for the PS, the PlayStation. So it's just like, when did we, as just the game community, stop caring about games as a whole? You know what I mean? I know there was the whole, when I was growing up, you know, me and Staccato, there was the whole Sega Genesis Nintendo thing where, you know, the Sega, well, I forgot what the stupid slogan was for Sega, but they pretty much were throwing pop shots at Nintendo. Like, we can do this, Nintendo can't. Nintendo ended up, I actually thought that Super Nintendo was better, well, Super Nintendo technically, but Super Nintendo and Nintendo were better as far as software. I'm not saying that the Sega Genesis didn't have great games, because we actually had both systems. I love the Sega Genesis, always will, but it just felt like, even if you loved one more than the other, and you may have threw pot shots in there, it never got to the extreme it was nowadays, I think. At least when I was growing up, it never got as bad as it was nowadays. Like, people are willing to cut each other's throats over their system, and they're willing to defend bullshit actions from any company or anything that they're, like, Sony does, or anything that Xbox does, even all the way down to the trickling of the companies that produce and develop games, like Bethesda and Capcom, and where the fuck is Konami at, and it's the whole Final Fantasy 13-2 and now to be 13-3 thing that people are just like, God damn, stop with the fucking sequels. We get it. We got one. We don't need two. Okay? Even if the series did good, I just don't understand why they're pushing for a 3. You know what I mean? Just give us a new Final Fantasy. Give us fucking Final Fantasy, what was it, 13 Versus now? We've been waiting for that forever unless it got scrapped. But then back to the point. It's just like, me, here's my thing. I play video games to enjoy video games. I don't discriminate against a system because it's just the thing to do. I don't like Xbox because I just didn't enjoy it. I owned one. I played it. It just wasn't fun. So I decided that, you know, hey, I'm going to give it to my nephew. And plus, it all kind of fell in lines with, I was going to move in to my new apartment. My nephew's house got broken into, and some things got taken, and so I decided, hey, let me give him mine. Well, everybody knows, so I gave him my 360. It's no big deal. I was going to get a PS3 eventually, which I'm actually kind of disappointed about PS3 too, because it ends up being a paperweight. I love Sony, but they fucked up on this. See, and that's the thing. True gamers can admit to themselves when the company dropped the ball. And then when people do that, they're not gamers anymore because, oh, you're not supporting the game. No, we don't support the bullshit the game industry gives us and try to tell us this is what you get. If you don't like it, tough beans. Like the little dumbass from Nintendo saying, oh, people, we're insatiable. We're insatiable. Motherfucker, we want games. We don't want shovelware. We don't want dance this and sing star that and rock band this and fucking puzzle this, puzzle that, party this and party that. Motherfucker, give us quality content. And then we will be happy as a video game community. Give us what we had during the Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, even the fucking arcade days with the Neo Geo. But unfortunately, a lot of companies are gone. A lot of developers are, you know, dead and or may never come back. You know, they may be getting bought up and certain members may be sucked into different companies. But those people are never going to be together as a whole. I mean, look at the Darksiders. We got Darksiders 1 and 2. There's not going to be a 3 because apparently... I forgot, I don't know if it was Cryotech or whatever, bought up all the people from the company, but they're not going to make another Darksiders, which people are saying should at least have one or two more installments to actually finish the story out, or one more installment where it was just maybe a longer game and just finish the whole story out one way or another. Even if it was a shitty bullshit ending that they may not have wanted, finish the series out. Just like having it's like having the Dot Hack series that was brought out on the PS1, the PS2. That's like giving us Dot Hack 1, 2, stopping, and not giving us 3 and 4. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. It's a series that was meant to go on for a certain amount of time. Give them respect as the developers to finish that series out. I mean, look what happened to Rare. My God, the people that gave us Killer Instinct and the fucking Donkey Kong games and stuff like that, making fucking avatars for Xbox now, stuck in Avatar limbo. And it's just like, it's not like people wouldn't buy these games. I know there are people that talk a lot of trash, but I think people would genuinely buy another Killer Instinct game. You know, give us what we want and stop telling us what we need. We don't need the shit that we don't care about the Kinect. We don't care about the Move. It's just like, just fucking stop it. Developers, God damn it. Stop trying to tell us what we need and start giving the fake people what they want. If people are telling you they want a series to come back, like F-Zero, what the fuck is F-Zero, Nintendo? And I'm talking about that bullshit you put on Nintendo Land. Okay, I love the fact that you gave us the one on the SNES for the download for 30 cents. Fantastic. But where's the new F-Zero? There's no reason there is no new F-Zero. It's not like it's going to take you a long time to make. It's a fucking racing game. It's an off-the-wall racing game. Even if you gave us one with updated graphics and you gave us all the tracks from the series up to date and you're just doing some new cars and shit, you may look really nice, bring it up to HD level, and just maybe throw another storyline in there and give us all the tracks. I guarantee that motherfucker will sell all hotcakes. You would not be able to sell those games fast enough to people that have a Nintendo, a Wii U. But apparently, again, the people at Nintendo, they don't know. Why do people want F-Zero? We want F-Zero because, I don't know, because we don't want another fucking Cooking Mama game. That's why. God damn it. And then, I don't even understand it anymore. I just don't understand the concept of people nowadays. And it's not gamers. It's not true gamers. It's not gamers that grew up with games. We're not the ones, okay? We're the ones that are trying to fight this bullshit back. It is the casual gamers, the little college boys and shit, that just pick up a controller every once in a blue moon to play Call of Duty or Halo or Battlefield. I said it.
Battlefield.
And then those are the ones that are dictating now what games are being brought out because they're the ones that are buying the bullshit games. And unfortunately, and I know kids gaming is supposed to be for kids in general. Not the way games are now, because a lot of games are really brutal and are geared towards adults. So if you're gearing games towards adults, which means you're after the adult audience, but you're still putting the same bullshit out, which means obviously you're not gearing towards the hardcore audience. You're gearing towards the casual audience because that's what's in right now. Because remember, Rock Band and stuff was in, so they fucking swamped the place with those games. And then there was that thing where the cooking games were the big hit. So you had Gordon Ramsay and all those other fucking games coming out. Swamp the place with those platformer games. It's going to be, we are already in a video game crash. It's just how much damage is going to be done before they drag themselves out the, you know, out the mud. Because it's happening now. People can deny it all they want. But when you look at all the developers that have went under, you can't sit back and deny and say that we're not in a crash. One, it's not like we lost one or two developers. We lost shitloads of developers in the span of the lifetime of the PS3, the Xbox 360, and the Nintendo Wii. So they better get their shit together or leave it alone. True gamers, keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting a good fight. You fake-ass casual gamers, go fuck off and go play some more Call of Duty. And developers, stop listening to those dumbasses that got you in this mess and start listening to people that actually have your interest in mind or telling you what we'd be willing to buy. Fuck. There you go. How's that?
Rants of Y'all, episode something, 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 brought to you directly from the Boom Podcast.
Here, got off my chest. Feel good.
Got that off his chest. Yes, he did. Feeling all right there?
Yeah, feeling good. I had to get that off my chest now. It's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's the way I feel. Yeah.
Let's keep it rushing. Metal Gear Solid 5 was announced, okay? You remember back, what was it, E3, when they showed the Ground Zeroes game? Remember that?
Yeah.
And then sometime later, remember they showed, Konami showed Phantom Pain. Did you ever see that?
Phantom Pain. That sounds familiar. What was that about?
It started off with a character like in a little hospital bed or something, and then the facility started getting attacked by all these soldiers. So you kind of see the character kind of making his way through all of this, you know, fighting and shit through the hospital. And it's a character that kind of looks like Solid Snake and shit.
No, I haven't seen that. No. Oh, they got this. I saw that.
Well, so you had Ground Zeroes and you had Phantom Pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the conference that just came, it was GDC or whatever, it was announced that these two things that they showed are Gran Turismo or Metal Gear 5. Okay. So Phantom, the prologue or whatever type of section is going to be the Ground Zeroes, and then Phantom Pain, I guess, is the rest of the game or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is how Konami and Hideo Kojima and stuff, this is how they promoted Metal Gear Solid 5. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People got mad at them.
Why?
They're mad at them. They said that they were being manipulative, that they were playing off of the emotions of fans to want new IPs, all this other dumbass bullshit. Okay? This is one of those times where you really, this whole new idea of sensitivity and all this bullshit, this is really where it starts to just get real chock full of bullshit. Man, fuck up.
What's the problem?
Okay. They thought, oh, we thought we were getting a new IPs and something different, but it's just Metal Gear Solid 5. Oh my god, that doesn't change fucking shit.
Who cares?
Okay? You act like they showed this shit and then they're giving you completely something different. If you saw the fucking Ground Zeroes and you thought the fucking Ground Zeroes was dope, groundbreaking, sweet, beautiful, so the fact that now it's Metal Gear 5 means that it's none of those things? That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. This is one of the dumbest complaints from the gaming community that I've heard in a long fucking time.
Because it's not the gaming community.
Long fucking time. From the journalists to the goddamn gamers. Shut the fuck up.
Yes, I'm really.
And like us, I'm not, you know, yet. It's ridiculous. And the same motherfuckers will complain when games come out and don't get enough publicity. Or people will complain that game companies don't know how to give their games proper publicity and advertising and shit. Okay? But when you have a game that's as old as Metal Gear and then they find a way to get people reignited for the franchise, especially, you know, people loved Metal Gear 4, you know?
Great
but even movie. People who loved it, there was still a sense of, like, love and hate for it, you know, because of the different things of it. And I think after Metal Gear Solid, even people who loved the Metal Gear series, some people were rather ready to kind of walk away from it and maybe not excited for, you know, like a Metal Gear 5 or Metal Gear Solid 5 or whatever. But this reignited interest in the game. And that's what that's what you're supposed to do. So they find this clever way to get people interested in their product, to reignite a flame for their product, to the point people are loving what they saw in Phantom Pain. They love what they saw at Ground Zeroes, okay? Obviously, Ground Zeroes was a Metal Gear game. No shit, okay?
Well, everybody knew that, yeah.
And Phantom Pain had pretty much been, you know, unraveled to the point that people knew it had something to do with Metal Gear. So they do this awesome job giving this game the publicity that it needs to get people really wanting to play these games. And then just because they say it's Metal Gear 5, everybody wants to cry and be pissy about it.
Because people are stupid. The only problem I have with the Metal Gear series anymore is that Hideo Kojima keeps fucking saying it's the last one in the series. And he just keeps ringing them out over and over. Stop. If you're going to make the game, make the fucking game. No one cares how many Metal Gears you make. Just stop being like, oh, it's my last Metal Gear. Metal Gear 4 is the last Metal Gear. Metal Gear 3 was the last Metal Gear. This is my last Metal Gear. And you come back with another Metal Gear. If you want to be the Metroid of Nintendo, I mean the Metroid of PlayStation, that's all well and good. But I think 4 did it for me. I'm like, I think I'm done with the series because that ended it for me. You know what I mean? It was like watching one big ass movie that you did a little bit of moving in. And to me, it was cool because people complained about that. To me, it was cool because it was supposed to have been the end of the series, as I was to understand it. So going back on it now, am I pissed off at the game now? Yeah, kind of, because it felt like, shit, I paid for a movie. $60 for a movie that you barely did anything in. But it was, at the time, it felt, it was okay, because like, this is the end of a series. So it's like, wow, I grew up with the Metal Gear. I played them all. I beaten them all. So to me, it was okay. But when you keep fucking talking about this is the end of something, and it's like, what's the next one going to be like? Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Well, first, I don't think it was supposed to be the end of the Metal Gear series. It was supposed to be the end of Solid Snake's story.
Snake!
Yes. Yeah. We get the last one of those. So, and then my thing is, and this is kind of the same argument that I was making with Final Fantasy 13, if you felt like, if you were invested in the Metal Gear Solid story from the beginning, and you want to be done at Metal Gear Solid 4, I feel like you can do that. I feel like that tells a complete story, however confusing, but it tells a complete story to where you can stop at that point and be perfectly fine for the rest of your life with the Metal Gear Solid experience.
Yep.
You can play Final Fantasy 13 to the end of Final Fantasy 13, not play 13-2, not play Lightning Return, and you have a full experience. You know, if you didn't even know nothing about those other games, you would not think that another game was going to come out. So you just stop. You stop. Like you said, Metal Gear Solid 4 was your ending. That's your ending. Everything else is whatever.
Yep. You know what I mean? The game. As far as I'm concerned, the series is over with. Now, does that mean I would never, ever play the game? I mean, if I ever got super bored and I ever saw it on sale somewhere and I just happened to walk by and pick it up, you know, I might get it then. But it's not like, oh my God, Metal Gear Solid 5, I got to get it now. You know what I mean? It's not a must buy for me.
But it's just,
Metal Gear 4 was a must buy for me, but.
And see, in Metal Gear Solid 4, it just looks so freaking cool. Like I like Metal Gear. I don't think I've been as into Metal Gear as you've been, but I like Metal Gear. You know, and 4 just looks super dope. I don't have any issue with all the cinematics and shit in the game. Like I enjoy it. It's to me, it's like a little break to kind of sit back and just take in some story. You know what I mean? And it's I don't know, but it's this thing now where, as a developer, you can't do shit. You know, you can't think creative ways to market your game. You're not allowed to let your creativity be free, lest the community bitch at you and make you change stuff. You can't create the type of characters that you want to create for a game, or else you're being sexist or racist or some other shit like that. Like, creativity is really being, it's being stifled in the gaming industry to the point where it's like it's going to be completely community driven as to what these games end up being. You know, and that is going to be the worst industry ever. And for all those people who are complaining because they thought, oh, I thought we had a new IP. Do you know how many new IPs are out there that you motherfuckers probably have never played?
Even tried.
Didn't even pay for.
Anyone give a chance to?
But you want a bitch because you thought you had a new IP, but you don't.
You wouldn't have bought it anyways.
Fuckmasters, man. A bunch of fuckmasters is what they are. goddamn fuckmasters, and I'm tired of this shit. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know.
Some of them are bitches.
Some of them, man. Some of them.
Telling you, that's why I am happy. Look, this is the thing about us, and this is going to differentiate. You know, this is what if you go on YouTube. Differentiate whatever. look, I'm laying down. I don't use words. Big old English words of yours. This is what separates. There we go. Boom. Smaller words. Education. Us from the young. Which we understand the younger generation and what they grew up with may have been different what we grew up with. But we can go back to the good old Nintendo, Sega Master, blah, blah, blah days, and we'll still have fun to this day with those games. So we have a shitload of back catalog that we could always go back to, and we're fine. And that's what a lot of gamers are doing now. A lot of gamers are saying, fuck what Sony and Xbox and Nintendo are doing now, and we're happy with what we got now, and we got plenty that for the rest of our lives. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it is easy for us to go back and play these games.
Right.
Because it's not about graphics to us. It's about fucking gameplay. And that's what the problem is with developers. And I think with a lot of these people that are getting involved with complaining about games is that developers are catering to, again, the dumb. And they don't keep listening to these motherfuckers about what's wrong with their games and stuff. The graphics, this, and this is too hard. And this is, please hold my hand. I can't do it. And it's like, oh, grow the fuck up. Remember Nintendo when you popped the game and you didn't have the manual and shit?
You opened up the box.
And you threw the box away with the manual and everything. You said, fuck it, I'm just gonna learn as I play the game.
You play the game how you built your furniture. No instructions at all.
Damn straight. Didn't look at this story. I'm a man. I don't need no instructions. And it may have been a little rough. To this day, whenever I buy a game, I never look at the manual.
Looking at the manual nowadays. Manuals aren't even manuals anymore. They might as well just save the trees and not even put them in the shits.
Holy motherfucking shit. I opened up my Monster Hunter game. I shit you not. I'm going to grab that motherfucker right now. Hold on. I shit you not. I almost had a conniption fit by how thin this manual was. I opened it up. No, I swear to God. Guess how many pages this manual has? Let's say just pages, not front to back. Let's say pages 2. Not including the front and the back page, which don't have anything on it related to the game. 2 fucking pages.
This is what they are now, man. This is what they are. The in-game tutorial is the new manual. Even some people have had it where if you want the manual, if you want to see what the manual has, go online and do an online manual, or even built into the game, there will be a section for the manual. It takes away that collector's feeling.
Exactly.
Because I remember getting a new game and just going ahead and the first thing you do is you crack the game open, you slide out the manual, you walk up the steps, you go into the bathroom, you sit on your throne, you let your bubble just, and you read your manual. That's how you did. You know, you got your character bios, you learn how to, you play the game, kind of get little info here and there, you know. But when you went in the game, there was still so much to discover. Now everything's just kind of given to you, kind of suckily.
Yeah, it's just like... And the funny thing about it is, I don't know. There's so much in that game that they could have made one hell of a manual. But I guess, yeah, everything's in-game tutorial now, so why waste it on the books? But still, it's like the video game cases. If I look over there and I look at the progression of, you know, how Nintendo was in, like, the boxes, which weren't a good idea. Then the Sega started moving into the, you know, having the
cases, plastic,
yeah, like the real hard plastic casings and stuff. It felt like you were getting something when you picked up a game. You know what I mean? The PlayStation, you had those sweet ass little plastic cases, the clear see-through ones, nice. Nowadays, like, it feels like you're holding air. It's just, it's a disc with, like, just thin layer, barely holding on tauntily.
But you know what? What they did is an example where they, like, the manual now, the manual back then is, like, extra content now for somebody who buys a premium edition of the game or pre-orders a game or something. Yeah, you know, so essentially what they've done is took things that you normally would have gotten anyways, and they're now selling it to you. Just like fucking, you know, playing Battlefield 3. If I was to turn on an old PlayStation 2 game and GoldenEye or something, Rogue Agent. People hated that game. I loved freaking GoldenEye and Rogue Agent, man. That shit was fun. One of the funnest gun systems in the world. Like, it wasn't no reloading and shit. You just picked up a different gun and went at it. I thought that shit was dope. But, like, I could play that game, and all the little bullshit that I have to pay for to do in Battlefield 3 and stuff, making my own rules for a server, making my own server, hosting and shit, I could do all that with nothing. Okay? So how do you make extra money for your game? You start stripping out these little things that people don't really pay attention to, and you make them pay for it. And you make it seem like they're getting something extra. You take out your ability to host games on the thing, and you make people pay for it. You take away any of these, like, information booklets and manuals out of the games, where, like I said, you got character bios, you got story information, some of them you even got, like, maps of the land and all this cool stuff, and you take that away for a generation or something, and then it becomes extra content that you pay for, or extra content that you get, you know, if you pre-order. Make sure you pre-order the game to get this. Pay extra 20 to get this.
Collector's edition.
You know, so they're chipping at what it is. When you pay that upfront price, they're really chipping at what you get for that upfront price. And not even just the physical items and shit and stuff like that. Like I said, I mean, it comes down to, you know, Street Fighter on PlayStations, on Super Nintendos, you know, every character that you could think that's every character that they could think of to put in that game is in that game, unlockable somehow in that game. Now it's content. Well, we won't give it to you now. We'll make you pay for it later. We'll give you a nice amount of characters, but here's two more, and you'll pay for it. You know, like back in the day, you never had to pay for a fucking costume. So now if I want some customization in my games to make my characters differ or something, I have to. You pay for it.
Costume pack.
Yes, costume packs and shit. Which, I mean, it's optional. That's fine. I don't have to do it. A costume pack won't affect my game either which way. But it's like I said, it's just that case of them. All these things that once came with the dollars that you spent. All these little things that they're starting to chip and take away from you. And making it more ways to get your money. You know, and obviously some people have gone too far with it. You know, 13-2 with the whole true ending that you purchased. That's taking it too far.
Capcom, everything they've done recently, taking it too far.
You know, so there has to be. And in those cases, those are the things that gamers need to complain about. Okay? When they start trying to rip you off. You know, when you feel like they are legitimately taking content away from you that should come with the dollars that you spend and then trying to turn around and sell it to you, that's it would be like if you fucking went to the store to get bottled water and they wanted to sell you the bottle and the fucking water separately. Like, wait, what? Or if I go to a fucking restaurant and order some food, and they say, okay, well, it'll be an extra $5 for the plates.
That's very much.
Like, come on, that's part of the experience. Like, you know what I mean?
So that's the beast. Your games aren't $60 anymore. There's no such thing as a $60 retail game.
True. I agree.
It's a $60 game. That's all it is. It's a $60 game that ends up being almost, could be up to $100, depending on how much money you're willing to spend. So it ends up being a $100 video game that was just happened to sell to you for $60.
The opening experience is $60.
Uh-huh.
And you know, one, I was very disappointed. I spent a lot of time in Battlefield. Regardless of my gripes against Battlefield, like I've always said, I may not be a full supporter of it, but it is a good game. It's a great game. The single player sucked. Still haven't beat it, but multiplayer was a great game. Spending that extra money on the premium was not worth it. Like I said, all the content that's come out for premium to me, I don't even fuck with it, really, until this Capture the Flag came out, and I still don't even play that. So I've almost paid $100 for this game, and it's one of those situations where, and that's my fault. I had the option to buy it or not. But then what it does is it breaks up the community. Gaming right now has become a real community-based thing. So if I want to go on and play Battlefield and get the most out of playing with my community, there's no way I can't purchase these DLCs and stuff. And if I don't dish out for the, you know, the package deal, and I end up paying individually, then I'm paying way more than what it's worth. So they're manipulating. It's just from all angles they're getting this. Like they're really manipulating that. The social, the community aspect of gamers, you know, and essentially that's why I ended up getting it. You know, when I hopped on and everybody that we play with and shit was all on the DLC, I couldn't fuck with them. I couldn't play with them. Not that I didn't want to, I just couldn't. They were playing new shit. I didn't have new shit. You know? So if I wanted to be part of, get back in it with the community, I had to buy the shit. You know, without having to hurt everybody else's pockets who already paid for it and saying, oh, well, Staccata's in the game now, so we can't play any of the new maps or new modes and shit. So you kind of end up being that sucker that messes it up for everybody else.
Yep.
You know, so it's
life as a gamer really sucks right now.
Here's the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Yep.
I told you we had to talk. Plus, we haven't done a show in a while, so why not? MMOs. So, I don't know if you remember back when this generation first started. One of the big things they were talking about were MMOs. We could do MMOs on these consoles. A lot of people probably don't remember that, but you remember this?
I kind of remember this, yes. Supposed to be... Well, I do remember that. So, it was supposed to be the power of the PS3.
So... Really, PS3, any game, the really true MMOs you got was like DC Universe. I mean, I guess you could say like Phantasy Star Online and some shit like that, but let's just be honest. I don't even know if Phantasy Star really counts as an MMO. I mean, it's an online game, but I don't think it really counts as an MMO. But, so now you're at the end of this console life. You get, was it Deception? What is this fucking game called? Hold on. Fuck. I don't even remember what this shit is called. But you had the Dust 514 or whatever coming out, right?
Okay.
And then you also had this other one, which I believe it was called Deception. Okay. Both MMO titles, like first-person shooter MMOs. And we'll talk about that in a second, but I want to get to this. Why wait until the end of a console's life, essentially, to put out a game like this? Defiance. I'm sorry. I'm just, Defiance is called. Defiance.
Didn't have a which name on that? Didn't have a demo?
Yeah, they had the beta.
I played some of that. Yeah. Not even talking about.
So, and my thing is, why wait until people are going to start migrating to a new system to come out with a game whose whole purpose is to be, is based off of having as many people playing this game as possible? Like I said, again, unless there's going to be a Defiance PS4 or Dust PS4, didn't you essentially bring your game out to the point where it's basically waiting to die?
It's obsolete. It really is.
Yeah, are these going to be games that would any MMO be a game that a person would not upgrade their system to continue playing?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, they did that with Monster Hunter, so I guess fair enough. They could.
Monster Hunter to me isn't really an MMO either.
I'm just saying in general, it's the same game. They just updated it, add some stuff to it. But I don't understand why you would release an MMO at the end of a cycle, of any of console cycle. That doesn't make any sense.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
You usually do MMOs towards the middle when you have a fan base built up to the point where you think, okay, we've hit our plateau, and now let's get them all in one game and make a bunch of money real quick off of a MMO, like with Final Fantasy XI. But Final Fantasy XI didn't do all that well. It took them a long time to hit that million mark. Still, I mean, because you know what else I think the big problem is too? MMOs are, let's face it, they're mainly supposed to be meant for the PC audience, because it's just easier to make MMOs for the PC because you have the keyboard, the mouse, and all that stuff. But as far as console gaming, they're just asking to fail miserably.
It's just a little bit baffling. And I know as these companies, they don't have control over when these new systems drop. But if you're really in the thick of making these games for these consoles, you have some insider information. So you know something's coming. Like, you're not that in the dark that you're like, we got 5 more years of PS3 before a new one comes out. You know? You wait until the fucking year that the new system is supposed to drop, where a lot of people, I think, will be trading in their PS3. Like, Poppy and shit. You know, Albino Massacre. You know, they've kind of been saying, like, These last couple of months or whatever, they won't be buying any more games for this PS3.
That's true.
It's all, you know, it's no more cash for this. All this money will be toward purchasing PS4. You know,
because they might as well. I mean, you might as well, because they're going to end up having to sell their system and all their fucking games. Because remember, you can't take your games over to the PS4 either, everybody. You got to rebuy those too. So, thumbs up.
I don't know. It just seems like a really bad idea. It just seemed like a real bad idea. If these things would have happened 2-3 years ago, it would have been awesome. You know, but just to wait till now. And it's not that everybody's going to move on. I'm telling myself I'm not going to be an early adopter of the PlayStation 4. I'm telling myself I'm going to wait a little while because there's still things on the PlayStation 3 I want to play. And like you said, you know, having the PlayStation 4, none of that, being able to go over to that, I don't need the PlayStation 4 right now. You know what I mean? And even some of the games on the PlayStation 4, like The Last of Us, you know, I have absolutely zero issues playing that on the PlayStation 3 over the PlayStation 4. I could really care less about the graphical upgrades of that game. And even if I don't know if they've talked about any type of multiplayer to it, it wouldn't be one of those things where I'd want to sit and play a multiplayer. That's a single-player experience. What attracts me, I mean, it's a beautiful game. It'll be beautiful on PS3, more beautiful on PS4, maybe. But it's story. It's about the story, the characters and shit. So whether I'm playing on PS3 or PS4, it doesn't matter. I'll play that on PS4. I want to play Tomb Raider. I'll play that on PS3. You know what I mean? Like, so it's for me, it's really not a choice. PS3, PS4. I have no problems. I'm buying these games on the PS3 because I'm established on my PS3. I have the system in my now. Once I'm completely done with it, maybe after that point, trade in PS4. I don't know, but right now I'm cool, and I have enough games on my plate to last me for a while. Especially at the rate that I play fucking games. It took me like 5 years to beat White Knight Chronicles. That's what I had, man.
It's okay. We can talk about a few more things since we're gonna make up for lost time.
Whoa. I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Actually, we brought up Defiance, so let me tell you. I played the Defiance beta.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much, it's, you know, it was pretty basic shit. I had more fun with the Defiance beta than I had with the Dust beta. But it just basically reminds you of, like, a mixture of, like, Halo. Like, you get this kind of AI system that works with you, which is basically Cortana from Halo. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then it's fucking Borderlands, where you're on this alien planet or whatever, and you're an Ark hunter instead of a Vault hunter.
Lord.
Right.
No, they didn't.
And then it kind of reminds you of like a what was the other thing I was talking about? It's not.
Borderlands 2, beautiful game.
It's not. It just doesn't seem like its own experience. You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed like they saw all of these other games that people were enjoying, like Borderlands and stuff, and then decided to take elements from all these different games and try to throw them into an MMO and kind of play off of people who enjoyed these games. You know what I mean? So it just wasn't really... And like I said, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it's not something I would throw money down on. I'd rather just go play Borderlands. Or wait for a new Borderlands. Just go play Halo and actually turn on my Xbox.
Oh, fuck Xbox and their $60 a year bullshit.
You know. So, I don't know. It was fine. And, you know, the show is supposed to tie in with the Defiance on the Sci-Fi channel. So it's cool to have another sci-fi show. I'll check it out to see if it's any good. Probably won't be. But, you know, as bad as sci-fi is with the shit they make, you know, they do have some, you know, like Alphas. That's a really good show. Have you seen that?
Yeah, and that's the one with the dude from New York Undercover, New York City Undercover guy.
Yeah, Malik Yoba. Yeah, I really like that show.
It was all right. I think I watched some of the earlier episodes when it first came out. I watched the episodes. I thought it was okay.
I really enjoy that show. And the way that the some of the powers and stuff were just very creative. Like the little guy, was it Gary, who can see all the wires and the signals and shit. Like, that's freaking cool. So they have the capability of making good shows. But more than not, they just make dumbass bullshit.
Super Shark versus Monster Octopus.
Right. Super volcano earthquake at the same time.
Like, just hurts you so much. Sometimes those graphics just really hurt you. It hurts so bad. It's not even like a good hurt, like a campy hurt. It just hurts, like violently hurts you. Like, God, please stop. You gotta turn the channel hurt.
You know what still bothers me?
What?
That Stan Lee superhero show that they never got their fucking movie.
That's Stan Lee's fault, man.
That is some bullshit.
That's Stan Lee and sci-fi, that is their fault, which is bullshit because it's not like sci-fi was putting any, I don't know, quality stuff out. So.
Especially at that time, because that's when you had the whole super octopus snake shit really started fucking around on the sci-fi channel.
So that was an awesome goddamn show, wasn't it?
I did. It was silly as fuck, but I enjoyed it.
Because it was exactly, that was the only reality show where I sat down and watched it. I was like, God damn, this is great. This is absolutely great.
It was fun, and it legitimately played to the heart of the contestants, you know, to really see what they were about. And I think that's what I liked about it, because even though it was a reality show, like the fact that you were living up to the task of trying to be a superhero, regardless of if you were trying to play your superhero's character, the things that you did during the challenges, the heart that you showed, it had to come from you. You know? Like, they were the Big Mama. She was just a genuine character. Even as a superhero, she seemed very genuine, and all of them did. And frankly, the people that they picked, I don't think they would have made bad little movies or even like a mini series or something. Even if they would have combined them and let them do it at the same time, it would have been kind of cool.
Nah, that's not what they're going to do, because they need Super Shark versus Mega Spider, because that's what we want. You didn't hear the memo? You didn't get the memo?
We need to get Stan Lee on this show.
Who needs to actually, I don't know, keep their promise when, you know, we need all these giant monsters running around killing each other in bad graphical ways. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Stan Lee is. Stan Lee needs to. That's probably why I never did another season. Still was flaking on that shit. It's too bad. You know, they could, even if he brought it back, I'd give him a fucking internet movie. Who cares? Put them on YouTube. I don't care.
Yeah,
give them something.
I mean, they got their comic book, their little comic book miniseries. So it's not like they were completely kicked to the curb. But still, if they would have done, like you said, all that Mega Shark funds, they could have really gave them a cool superhero movie, which could have launched some really cool superhero characters, new superhero characters from new outlets and shit. I think it could have been cool, but obviously we didn't get that. Man, we took it back with that shit right there, son. But go ahead. What else did you have for the people?
You know about, you hear about EA's debacle with the SimCity.
Yes. Release.
And then who was it that did Diablo? I forgot who she did Diablo 3.
Blizzard.
Yeah. Okay. Which begs me the question, how do you feel about the whole having to be online to play single player campaign? Pretty much being online all the time, being mandatory. You have to be online in order to play even a single player campaign or single player mode of a game. I don't like that. I think it's stupid. I think it's fucking dumb. I think it's retarded. I think it's unnecessary. The only time I see it necessary is if it's an online game where maybe, because I forgot what game it was where people can jump in and out your game at will. So you necessarily don't, like Borderlands, for example, where you could be playing a single player game and someone can just jump in your game, you know what I'm saying, and help you out. And if that's your intent for the game, that's understandable. I get it, why you would be online all the time or have the capabilities of going online. But when the game, the crust of the game is offline, like Diablo and like SimCity, I don't understand what they were going, like, never mind. That's just being dumbasses, trying to control shit.
You know, it's one of those, it's like, I think I pretty much agree with what you're saying. You know, because I had that problem. For my Xbox, before I actually got it hooked up to the net and shit. I don't even remember why it wasn't hooked up to the internet. But I would go in there and I would try to play even some of like indie games and shit, and I couldn't play them. Just because I didn't have an internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing. You know, that's the same thing on the PS3. So like you said, in that case where it completely gimps your ability to just play a game or to play a single player portion of a game. If I'm playing single player, there's no reason for me to have to be online. If I had to go down right, if my net went off and I couldn't play White Knight or Ni No Kuni because I didn't have fucking internet connection, that would piss me the hell off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But on that same token, you know, as fans of like SimCity or Diablo, if you know these games have this issue, I'm gonna call it an issue, maybe not an issue for the company, but an issue for the gamer, don't buy that shit.
Duh, exactly.
Make them change that shit. If all you people, because here's what happens. All of them complain about the SimCity. All of them complain about Diablo. But all those people will go out and then buy the game and then complain when their internet stops or something and they can't play the game, or their internet messes up and they can't play the game. But you knew that. But you still gave them their money. So if you're still going to give them your money, even though there's something you're complaining about, then what is their incentive to stop doing it? They don't have any. You gave them their money. You gave them your money already. You should not have bought the game. Let the game come out and let their first week sales be fucking 500 copies. and then see how quick they turn around and change that shit. Let's see how quick they get people on that code so that you can play offline when you need to play offline. You know, and that's one of the problems with gamers too. It's kind of sheepish. They're buying sheep. They'll all the way to the store, pick up the game, and all the way home. And while they play the game, but they're still dropping cash on it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Which obviously means you went out and spent the 60 or whatever, 50, 60 on the game, so you can't have that big of a problem with it. It's something you as soon as you pay for it, you told them you were willing to put up with this and you were willing to deal with it. But it does suck. Like you said, you're playing something like DC Universe Online. It makes 100% sense why you have to be online to play that game. You know what I mean? If you're playing like even like a Sims Online, it's called Sims Online. So it would make sense why you would have to be online to play Sims Online, to play Dust, to play Defiance. It makes sense. You know, it doesn't really make sense with SimCity. Unless their idea with SimCity was the basis of this game was to be an online game. If that was the basis of this game, if a big part of the experience of this game is your interaction with other online players, if this game is not about you as a singular entity creating cities like old SimCity games, that is not the point of this title, then it makes sense. Why give you a title that is not... If you playing this title as a single player does not give you the full experience of what we created this game for, then it makes sense. Then I get it.
SimCity just... They blew it so bad. Everybody's blowing it. I'm tired of video games. I'm quit.
They are. And then the whole debacle with the... Did you hear about the score issue? The score with, what is it, Polygon? You know, they first rated SimCity off of, like, a review copy. And it got, like, a 9 or something like that. So then when the game released to the public, there were extreme issues with the online capability, people not being able to connect and stuff like that, connectivity issues.
Right.
So they lowered the score to like a 6 or 5 or something. And then in an attempt to fix some of the issues, they ended up taking out features of the game.
Yep.
So then they ended up lowering the score again. So basically people were mad at Polygon for changing their score of a game. And then Polygon basically defended herself saying, well, when we originally played the game, all this stuff worked. But if this stuff releases to the public and then they come to our website and they see that we gave this game a 9 based off of something that worked because we played it in kind of a more secure environment, but then when it and that gamer goes out and gets it and takes it home and this fucking thing doesn't work, and then we're not talking about one person, we're talking about a mass issue, then how does that make you look as a reviewing company?
Like, what's his name? Game Informer.
So do you agree with that changing score thing, or would you be for or against that? Let's say Battle Club Gaming. Let's say you did a review of Monster Hunter. Okay, let's say 1 out of 10, what would you give Monster Hunter now?
Monster Hunter, for what it is... Because I'm a very biased person. I would give it an 8 out of 10. It has its problems, but I think it's a solid game.
Okay, 8 out of 10. Now, what is one big feature in Monster Hunter that you really enjoy?
Getting monsters, man. They're humongous.
So, how many monsters are in this game?
I heard there were 50.
Okay, so there's 50 monsters in the game. So, let's say you bought the game. 2 weeks later, they decide, you know what? We have to take out 10 of the monsters. You reviewed the game. You give it an 8. The game comes out. They take away 10 of the monsters. Or you reviewed the game. The game comes out. The fucking internet, the connections, nobody can play online. Do you keep your score at an 8 or do you change it?
If it is a game-breaking thing, I change it. If it's something that's a constant issue that they're not... Okay, if they're removing content from what you originally reviewed, then you change your score. because the content has changed. So I defend that wholeheartedly. If it's something that can be fixed down the road, because apparently they just got swarmed with so many people trying to log on, I guess, is what the problem was or something. But I agree with the company. If the game you played is different from the game that people are receiving to the public, then of course you're going to change your score because it's not what you played. It's not what you reviewed. It's something different. That's a totally different beast at this point. So, yeah, it's fair to change your score. And your score was not irrelevant. It was what you gave it at the time that you played it. So.
And that was my thing, too. Like, I agree with it. And I agree with the reasoning for it. There's no reason why your score. Now, okay, it would be one thing if, like, say, okay, like me with Battlefield 3, okay? Battlefield 3 comes out. I say it's a 7 to 10. I get more DLC. I don't really like the DLC. So since I don't like the DLC, I'm going to drop it down to a 5 out of 10. That's bullshit. You know, because that the main game didn't change. Nothing was taken away from me. I can go online. That's bullshit. It's because I didn't like extra content placed on the game. But if I'm playing Battlefield 3 and let's say when Battlefield 3 started. And then one of my main reasons for ranking it as high as it was, you know, was the simple fact that I can go in, I can start a server, get my whole team in there and be cool. And then at some point they actually took that feature away and then made me pay for it. Then I feel like I should be able to change the score.
Yeah.
You know why? Because that, even when they did, they didn't actually, because that feature was never in there. You couldn't just start your own shit. You know what I'm saying? You had to play on DICE servers, Battlefield 3 servers, DICE hosted. You know what I'm saying? But when they started allowing pay servers from people, to me, that changed how the online experience was. But I'm still not going to go back and take that off, but because of the fact that I can still play it how I played before. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like I said, if that was something they had actually taken away from the game and said, okay, now you have to pay for it, or like you said, it was something, a big feature that was part of the game, you know, they decided, well, this is one of my favorite weapons, and they completely take the weapon out of the game or some shit, then it becomes an issue. But it looks like Yaya's about to do something, so we're going to cut this shit close, because this nigga...
Nah, I'm listening. I'm going to get my dinner ready.
Fuck that, son.
Get my dinner ready. Brother kind of hungry.
Boom podcast over. This is it. This is the final Boom podcast. Sons of bitches.
I'm going to be like one person upset.
Right, because nobody listens to this.
Disturb probably the only one to be upset.
Disturb and Sponge listen. D-Sonic listen. I think that's it. I think we have three listeners.
People might die. We're just not, because we're not sellouts. We're not gonna kiss the ass of any industry. We're not gonna have a certain type of fan base is what's gonna boil down to. We're not gonna have the PlayStation fanboys. We're not gonna have the Xbox 360. We're not gonna have the Nintendo. We're gonna shit all over all the systems when they do stupid stuff. That's just the point of it. That's what it boils down to. We're never going to be popular because we don't pick sides.
We don't. So fuck your bones, sir. Fuck your bones.
Oh, well, that's life, though. Who cares? Okay, we do it for fun anyways.
This is what I want my three listeners to do. Okay. Our three listeners. I want you to go on Twitter. At R-E-I-N-A-H-O-N-E-Y. Raina Honey at R-E-I-N-A-H-O-N-E-Y at her and tell her to come on the Boom podcast. Why? Because that's what I want. Right, Yayizzle?
Oh, that's the one that was scared to come on here, wasn't it?
Yes.
Acting all scared.
I don't know why.
We're not even going to be all mean and rude. We're talking about video games.
Well, you might be, but...
I will be a gentle scholar.
Gentlemen scholars.
I shall do it See, it's cool. Maybe, yeah, some guests on here. It'd be fun.
That's what I mean. It would be fun. You know, and not to say I love the community. You guys are great, all three of you. But to get some people outside of the community to come on and chat with us and stuff, you know, that would be kind of cool. So, again, okay, at R-E-I-N-A, Honey, Raina Honey, Twitter, okay? She is a former porn star. She likes anime. She has a Zelda tattoo. What more could the gamers want on the show? Okay? So, it'd be pretty cool.
What's her name again?
Raina Honey.
R-E-I-N-A?
R-E-I-N-A-H-O-N-E-Y. That's her Twitter name. But if you want to find her porn, you can check Momoko, M-O-M-O-K-O, or Raina Michaels, R-E-I-N-A Michaels.
Is she Asian?
I think she's supposed to be like part Japanese. She's like super into Japanese culture and shit, but I'm pretty sure she's black. But I think she's like black, maybe like a tad bit of Japanese, maybe some Mexican something. I don't fucking know.
Her name is Raina Michaels?
That's her, yeah, that was her new point. She went from Momoko to Raina Michaels.
Okay, I saw somebody on YouTube. I don't know if this is her or not, but okay.
That's probably not her on YouTube.
Okay.
Could be, but it's probably not.
She's an anime person too, which is weird. That's just freaky. Anywho, okay.
So, all three of you listen, tweet her, be like, yo, go on the Boom Podcast until she has no choice but to come on the Boom Podcast with us. Pretty good show. I like it. We went content crazy today. So
we went everywhere. We went hard.
Staccata.
Yeah, Yizzle. About to go kill Kadacious. He's dead.
You're a dead man, Kadacious.
Kadacious, you little bitch. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right. He's dead.
Son of a dead man.
Oh, call mother. You know she's up at Port Clinton.
Uh-huh.
I told her to bring me back a pizza.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Call her up, say, because that way, if you call her, she'll be doubly into getting the pizza. Because she's like, on one pizza? Yeah, you know. But if you say two pizzas, then she might be more inclined to.
Ooh, because that one place up there has some delicious-ass pizza.
Now, if it's the one I thought, is it the one near the subway in that little area? Near the barge area?
I don't think so. No, I'm thinking about a place. It's over. It's near where our trailer is.
I haven't been to the trailer yet.
Oh, see, okay, that's why. It's like around the corner from there, and it's right near, there's like a little putt-putt golf type of place there,
mm-hmm.
and it's like right in there, in that little section, and they were, oh man, really good.
Maybe, I called her and I told her to bring me, she's like, I knew you were going to ask me. I was like, hey, it doesn't matter because it's going to be cold. I just don't put no meat on there. Just make sure you don't put no meat on there.
Exactly.
And it'll be fine. Put some vegetables on there. Bring here. I will reheat it. I don't know when they're coming back, so you might want to call them ASAP.
Hold on. That's what I'm doing right now as we are on the air.
Ooh, tell her I want to give me mushroom and onion on mine.
Let's see here. Let's see if we can get through.
Hello?
Is this Christine? Is this Christine?
Yes, I'm saying.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
What?
Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
What happened to the Boom Podcast?
Welcome to the Boom Podcast. You're on the Boom Podcast.
What do you mean, welcome to the Boom Podcast?
You're on the show. We're live on the show.
Why?
Because Yaya said y'all in Lake Erie.
Don't bring Yaya into this.
We just left.
Damn it. So I don't get any Lake Erie pizza?
No, doesn't look like it. Blau said it's too far out of our way.
Wait, where are y'all at?
Oh, wait a minute. This is our stand.
There's a pizza place right around the corner from the cabin.
Oh, he said there's a pizza place right around the corner from the cabinet.
From the cabin.
What's
paying no attention to you. He's trying to go to this other one, but you don't have to.
I'm there. Who's where?
Okay. you know, to the one where we had Port Clinton.
You go to either one, man.
The one in Port Clinton.
Yaya said just go to either one, he says.
It doesn't matter. Whatever's closer. I'm not asking you to go out to
A. He says whatever's closer. We want Lake Erie pizza is what I'm trying to say.
Mushroom and
okay.
onion.
Okay.
Mushroom and onion, he says.
In a 40-ounce, if you don't mind.
In a 40-ounce of Coke 45.
Included.
No, I don't do that. I'm not old enough to buy liquor.
What?
Oh, snap. Right in our faces.
Goodbye from the Boom Podcast.
Okay.
Bah.
Over and out. Bye.
Over and out. No, blah, too long.
It's the Boom Mother. All right, so that is the end. You guys got some good content today. Ooh. Boom Podcast, we are out. Remember, Raina Honey on Twitter. Get her on our show. Why? Just because. And if you guys have any suggestions of stuff that you'd like to see on the website, battleclubgaming.com. If you have suggestions and things you want us to talk about on the show, hit us up on Twitter, at Boom Podcast, boompodcast@gmail.com. If you have something you want me to try and track down, we're trying to get in, you know, Stella King gets it. He gets these interviews and shit popping. If you have something you might want to be interested in hearing about, if you have like a lead to an interesting story, hit us up, ahsan@battleclubgaming.com or simon@battleclubgaming.com. Give us some leads, because as you can see, if you go to the site, we have some pretty unique stuff on there that you're probably not going to see at a lot of different sites. So really cool stuff. And, you know, shout outs to Stella King. He puts in some ill work, man. Ill work. So that's it. BattleClubGaming.com, Boom Podcast. Peace and blessings to all you guys. Peace out.
Peace out.